弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想最近的问安对我们来说都是有很深刻的意义。
Recently, our greetings become so much more meaningful.
因为美国最近的经济实在非常非常的不景气。
Because the economy is really getting worse now.
尤其从911事件以后，这个雪上加霜。
Especially after the events on September 11th.
所以很多的人都失业，都面临经济的压力。
Many people have lost jobs and endured financial trials.
有一个教会门口放了一个牌子。
There was a sign placed in front of a church.
他说你最近有很多思虑烦恼，以至于你天天不能睡觉吗
？The sign says, "Oh, do you have so much worries that you lose sleep?"
欢迎你进来试试看我们的教会。
Welcome you to come and try our church.
你们怎么都没有幽默感呢
？How come you don't have sense of humor?
很多人在外面睡不着，来到神家就睡着了。
Because if you cannot fall asleep, then you sure can when you come to the church.
你真睡不着，你礼拜天来的话，这个可能会帮助你睡着。
Because the Sunday sermon might help you to fall asleep.
但是弟兄姊妹，能够让我们去除心中的思虑跟烦恼的话。
But then, what really can remove our worries?
只有我们来到神的面前，我们才可能卸得下这些的重担。
Is to come before our God.
撒迦利亚书第一章第三节，万耶和华说：“你们若回转向我，我就转向你们。”
Zechariah chapter 1 verse 3 says, "If you turn to me, I will turn to you."
这是万军之耶和华说的。
Says the Lord the host.
弟兄姊妹，我们带着任何的难处，甚至我们的失败和软弱，我们转向神的时候。
Anytime we can turn to God with all our weaknesses and failures.
弟兄姊妹，在我们里面要起了奇妙的大转变。
And there will be great transformation in us.
我们最近一连串讲到归回。
For a series of messages, we talk about returning.
从哪里归回呢
？Where do we turn from？
从撒旦的辖制底下。
From the control of Satan.
从我们失败的情形里面。
From our failures.
从我们一切的软弱和痛苦的里面。
From all our weaknesses and our pain.
弟兄姊妹，神一再的呼召我们回来吧，回来吧。
God keeps on calling us to return.
什么时候我们转向神，神就必定转向我们。
Whenever we turn to God, He will turn to us for sure.
弟兄姊妹，其实神的心从来没有转离过我们。
Actually, God's heart never departed from us.
那个路加福音十五章的浪子出去漂流。
The prodigal son in Luke chapter 15 went away from home.
但是父亲天天守在那里，等着孩子回来。
But his father waits for him every single day.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要永远要操练归回，做个归回的人。
So we always have to be a person who can return.
Anytime we can make a U-turn to God.
Anytime we can make a U-turn to God.
我们任何时候都可以回转向神。
Anytime we can turn to God.
他就欢迎我们，他就迎接我们。
He welcomes us and accepts us.
他用最好的祝福赐给我们。
And he blesses us with the best.
弟兄姊妹，归回是一个大的福气。
This is a big blessing to be able to return.
但是我们不仅仅回到神的祝福和神的旨意里面。
Not only we return back to God's blessing and will.
底下就说到神在我们身上有一个更深的祝福。
God has an even deeper blessing for us.
他让我们在他的重建的这个工作上一同有份。
He wants us to participate in his work of rebuilding.
因为如果我们没有重建的工作，
because if we do not rebuild,
弟兄姊妹，我们会常常滑跌，常常被掳。
Then we will often drift away and be captured again.
除非我们回到我们生活、生命的根基的问题去面对它。
Unless we return and face the foundation of our life.
不然我们这个人就像旅馆里面那个旋转厅一样啊，一下在里面，一下在外面。
Otherwise, it will just be the turning
或是我
revolving elevator, right?
或是我们像云霄飞车一样，我们一下高一下低的。
Or we'll be like a roller coaster, we'll go up and down.
我们转向神，我们就喜乐，我们就平安。
If we turn to God, then we will enjoy peace and joy.
但是可能我们离开教会的时候，我们又滑跌了。
But then maybe we will fall again after soon as we leave the church.
我们一上车可能就发了一个脾气，祝福都掉了。
Maybe we as soon as we get into the car, we'll throw a temper tantrum and we'll lose all the blessings.
弟兄姊妹，神需要在我们身上有一些重建的工作。
So God needs to rebuild something in us.
因为这是我们里面根基的问题。
Because the problem resides in the foundation.
所以我们最近一连串前两次信息，我们讲到第一件事情，重建祭坛。
So the first thing we talk about is to rebuild the altar.
什么叫做重建祭坛呢
？What does it mean for us to rebuild the altar?
就是我们要重建我们生活的秩序。
Because we have to reprioritize our life.
能够让主居首位。
So that the Lord will be the first.
因为什么？我们的时间，我们的金钱。 我们的体力，我们的情感都有限。
Because our money and our time, energy and our affections are all limited.
而我们外面的要求，我们责任，甚至这个世界在我们身上的吸引有这么多。
But yet there's so much demand out of us, and then there's so much temptation around us.
这么小的、这么有限的时间、体力和精神，要去应付这么多的需要，有什么？我们觉得时间不够用。
So we have to face all these demands with our limited time, energy, and ourselves.
我们觉得体力不够用。
And we feel our energy is limited.
我们觉得钱不够用。
And our money is limited.
弟兄姊妹，我们什么都不够用。
And everything is so limited and scarce.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的生活必须要有 priority， 要有优先顺序。
So we have to have a priority in our life.
我们要把最重要的事情，我们来先做它。
We have to prioritize so the most important one would be the first.
但是弟兄姊妹，什么东西是最重要的事情呢？
So what is the most important in our life?
弟兄姊妹，就到底主在我们的生命里面是不是被摆在该摆的地位上？
Is the Lord being placed at the right priority in our life?
如果我们今天没有把主摆在对的位置上面，
If we do not place the Lord at the right priority,
弟兄姊妹，圣经上早就告诉我们，我们的劳苦愁烦一定加增。
The Bible tells us that our sorrow will increase.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这一连串讲到要恢复祭坛。
So when we talk about to rebuild the altar,
弟兄姊妹，我讲的两次信息，我们必须要再往前走了。
And now we have to move forward.
可是我心里面就觉得说，主啊，祭坛的生活真是不容易。
But yet I know that it is hard to live a life of consecration.
我多么不希望弟兄姊妹，我们信息一关一段，好像听故事一样听过去了。
I don't want us to listen to sermons just like listen to stories, a series of stories.
但是它却没有实现，真正具体落实在我们的生活里面。
But yet it does not get practiced in our life.
有一次有一个牧师在上面讲到天国的那个美丽、幸福、快乐。
One time, a pastor was preaching about the beauty and the happiness in heaven.
他说大家都愿不愿意上天国
？And then he asked, "Does anyone wants to go to heaven?"
底下都说愿意啊。
And everybody says, "Yes, we do."
他说有没有人现在就愿意上天国的，请举手。
Anyone want to go to heaven right now?
没有一个举手的。
None.
那弟兄姊妹，我们有很多时候，我们赞成，我们喜欢一些道理。
A lot of times we enjoy, we agree with some sermons.
但是我们心里面并没有真正的像我们所说的、所知道的、真实的喜欢它。
But not with our heart.
像我们上个前两个礼拜都讲到祭坛的重要。
Like for 2 weeks, we talk about the importance of living a life of altar.
但是我们要问说，弟兄姊妹，过去两个礼拜。我们重建祭坛没有？
But then now we have to ask ourselves, for the past 2 weeks, have we rebuilt our altar?
我们有多少的人，多少的家，我们真正在主的面前开始重修久已毁坏的祭坛？
How many of us and how many families among us have rebuilt the altar that's been destroyed?
我知道很多人有啊，弟兄姊妹，我感谢主。
I know a lot of us have, and then I really thank God.
弟兄姊妹，就像我说的，祭坛的道理容易懂，甚至容易传。
I know that it's easy to preach and to understand about the altar.
但是祭坛的生活、奉献的生活不容易过。
But it's hard to live a life of an altar consecration.
对我们是挑战，对我们是挑战。
That is truly a challenge to all of us.
今天早晨我们要往前跨一步，要讲到重建圣殿。
Now we want to move forward to talk about rebuilding the temple.
因为这边祭坛不是一个整个重建最终的目的。
Because the rebuilding the altar is not the ultimate purpose of rebuilding.
祭坛是一个根基。
It is only a foundation.
它要把我们带进一个更完全、更全面的重建。
That will bring us forward to an even complete rebuilding.
弟兄姊妹，那在我们讲什么叫做重建祭坛之前呢？
Before we talk about what it means to rebuild the temple,
我们稍微先来看一下圣殿对以色列人来说它有什么重要的意义。
We have to first to see the significance of the holy temple to the Israelites.
也再进一步的来说，圣殿今天到底对我们新约的子民。又有什么意义？
And then again, what does it mean for us, the people of New Testament?
弟兄姊妹，你要知道，以色列人来说，对以色列来说，他们里面最骄傲的、最宝贝的，就是因为他们是神的选民。
We all know that for Israelites, they're so proud of themselves because they are God's chosen people.
这个骄傲骄傲到一个地步，他们觉得外邦人是猪是狗一样。
The pride was so big that they regard Gentiles as pigs and dogs.
只有他们是 God's chosen people, 神的选民。
Only they were God's chosen people.
那弟兄姊妹，到底什么东西让他们这么有把握、有信心，知道他们是神的选民呢？
But what made them so sure that they were God's chosen people?
一个是借着神的话语。
First of all, through God's words, God's law was handed into their hands. And then it's their temple.
弟兄姊妹,
How did they know that they were different from the rest of the people? Because they have these two treasures.
神的心意借着律法传给了他们,
God's will was preached to them through the words.
而神说神拣选他的殿作为他的居所,
And then God also promised that He has chosen the Zion to be His dwelling place. God was with them.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so these two things were so important to the Israelites.
没有这两个, 他们就,
Without these two things, they were no different from the rest of the people.
所以以色列人到今天为止,
so even until today, Israelites really emphasis and care about passing on the law of Moses. They care very much to preach, pass down the words of God to the generations to come. And they care about the holy temple very much too. Even though it's been destroyed a long time ago.
乃至弟兄姊妹,
but if we had the chance to visit Jerusalem,
你知道当从前他们盖会堂, 他们都是门向着耶路撒冷去的。
You will notice that all the synagogues were built with the door facing Jerusalem.
不管这些会堂盖在什么城市、什么地方, 他们都是面向耶路撒冷。
Regardless of which city the synagogue resided in, they all face the city of Jerusalem.
有一次我看到一个录影带讲到犹太人, 就是讲到现近代的犹太人。
Once I viewed a videotape, it talks about the Israelites, modern Israelites.
他们王国被抛流到世界各地去。
And then they were in exile to all nations in the world.
弟兄姊妹, 他们不管到了哪一个国家, 当他们发达起来的时候,
whatever country they went to after they become prosperous,
他们就算盖了新的房子,
and then they would build new houses,
甚至他们盖了他们新的会堂聚会的地方,
or even they built their new temple or synagogues,
他们永远把他们前面进门的地方弄得像废壁残垣一样, 旧旧的,
they always built the front like something being destroyed.
他们在这里说要提醒他们所有的这个犹太人, 我们的国家仍然是灭亡, 我们的圣殿仍然是毁坏的。
In order to remind themselves that our nations and our holy temple are still destroyed.
弟兄姊妹,因为圣殿对他们的意义太重大了。
Because holy temple is so meaningful, significant to them.
今天因为时间的关系, 我没有空去读很多经文给弟兄姊妹。
We have no time to visit all the scriptures in the Bible.
所以我想我就很简短地提到三个点对以色列人的意义和重要。
So I mentioned to you three significance of the holy temple to Israel.
那第一件事情, 圣殿对以色列人来说, 那是神立名的居所。
First of all, the holy temple is the place that the Lord has put His name.
刚才念师姊妹带我们读的那段经文, 他说, 愿你昼夜看顾这殿, 这是你应许立为你名的居所。
It's like the scripture that Sister Nancy said, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 20, May your eyes be open toward this temple day and night.
弟兄姊妹讲到殿在旧约是神特别挑的一个地方，神住在那里。
Temple is a special place that God has chosen for His dwelling place.
今天新约对我们来说，我想我们都很熟悉啊，特别我们今天背诵的经文《哥林多前书》第三章16节到17节，说到我们也就是神的殿。Now
in the Bible, the New Testament tells us that we are His holy temple.
他说,岂不知你们是神的殿,神的灵住在你们里头吗?
Do you not know that you are a holy temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you?
后面说到,这个殿是圣的,这个殿就是你们。
This temple is holy and this temple is you.
所以对以色列人来说,他们是一个外面的殿。
For Israelites, the temple is something of outward material. Today, what they care still is the outward temple.
对我们新约的子民来说,
but for us, people of the New Covenant, we know that this temple refers to the church.
而不是指的外面教堂的建筑,
it does not refer to the outward building, but the testimony of a church.
而第二件事情说到圣殿是神百姓侍奉神,
Secondly, the holy temple is a place where the people of God can serve and worship God.
You'll find all the sacrifices, praise, adoration, and worship are in the temple.
all the offering of sacrifices, praises and worship all take place in the holy temple.
有守门的，有歌唱的，有看守府库的，有各样的祭司、利未人，他们都在那里侍奉神。
There are all kinds of priests and Levites, and they were serving God with all kinds of services.
那第三，圣殿是讲到彰显神荣耀的地方。
Thirdly, the holy temple is the place where God manifests His glory.
诗篇二十六篇第八节说到，神的殿是神彰显荣耀的居所。
God's temple is the place where God manifests His glory.
弟兄姊妹，其实我们今天没有时间细细去讲这些。
We don't have time to develop more on these.
这个圣殿整个的建造，它的材料，它用的材料。每一个材料都有讲究的。
Because there's a significance with every single building material for the temple.
甚至它每一个尺寸都有讲究的。
And all the measurement means something.
而里面所放的每一样东西都有它属灵的意义在。
And all the articles in the holy temple have its spiritual meaning.
每一样都在这里见证神的荣耀。
And every single article in the holy temple testify God's glory.
你进到会幕或进到圣殿，第一件事情碰到一个大的铜祭坛。
Soon as you enter into the temple or the tabernacle, you encounter the holy altar.
讲到基督为我们死在那里。
That means Christ died for us there.
讲到我们也在这里把自己奉献给神。
And that's also the place where we offer ourselves to God.
对不对？圣所里面摆着金灯台、陈设饼的桌子，各式各样的东西都有属灵的意义啊。
And all the lampstands and the table and the consecrated bread, they all mean something.
那今天我们没有时间一个一个去讲它。
And we have no time today to develop.
每一个都讲到神那个伟大的生命见证和恩典在这里被彰显被摆设出来。
Everything tells us that God's great life and holiness being manifested here.
所以弟兄姊妹，圣殿三件重要的事情。
So the three things important about the holy temple.
一个讲到神亲自住在这里。
Because God dwells there.
弟兄姊妹，这是太大的事情了。
And it's such a great thing.
那我们在那外面讲，大家没什么感觉。
Maybe we don't feel anything different.
因为你我都有一个毛病，就是我们属肉体的人常常都是凭眼见而活。
Because we who live in the flesh will always live by sight.
今天我们问说，我们相不相信神跟我们同在？
Now if we ask ourselves, do we believe that God is with us?
相信神同在的举手，我相信我们都会举起手来。
If we ask, who believes that God is with us? I'm sure all of us will raise our hand.
但是弟兄姊妹，神同在的那个实际和经历，在我们里面是平平淡淡的。
But yet we feel so plain and casual about it, to experiencing His presence and His dwelling.
如果说你现在想念你在中国大陆、在台湾的父母亲，或是你的配偶。他突然出现在你面前，你不会没有感觉的，对不对
？Say if someone you miss for so long, all of a sudden someone you love and appear before you, it's hard for you not to have any feelings, right？
啊，或是孩子们，你们心中的那个英雄啊，不管是 Mike Jordan 或是有人孩子们喜欢 Clinton 啊，不管你们是谁。
Or some idol that you admire like Michael Jordan, whatever.
他坐在这边，你就不会坐在地上不想听到的。
If he's here, then you would not pay attention.
但弟兄姊妹，每次讲到圣殿，讲到教会，第一件事情讲到神在我们中间。
But every time we talk about the church, we have to know that God is with us.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣殿太重要的意义了。
And this is the most important significance of the holy temple.
没有这个就不叫圣殿。
Without God's presence, it's not a temple.
没有这个就不叫教会。
Without God's presence, it's not a church.
那弟兄姊妹，第二件意义是讲到，这是我们侍奉神、敬拜神的地方。
And this is the place where we serve and worship God.
我们在这里跟神相会。
Here is the place that we meet God.
我们不仅仅从他面前领受他一切的恩惠和慈爱。
Not only that we receive His love and mercy directly from Him.
我们更是在这里把我们对他的爱、对他的赞美、敬拜来归给他。
And this is also the place where we can express our love and our worship to Him.
我们借着唱诗、借着祷告、借着各样的侍奉，我们归荣耀给他。
Through singing the hymns, praises, and all kinds of services, we give Him all the glory.
而第三方面说到，这是神彰显他荣耀的地方。
And this is also the place where God manifests His glory.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，当我们先稍微知道了一下圣殿这三方面的重要意义啊。
Now that we know the significance of the holy temple.
那现在最关键的就来到，这到底跟我们有什么关系？
Now, what does it have to do with me?
今天以色列人还在那里拼命期望有一天要重建圣殿。
Because the Israelites are still hoping that one day they will rebuild that holy temple.
而且我们早就已经知道说以色列他们早就已经把建殿所有的材料都预备好了。
We know that they have prepared all the building materials and they're ready to go anytime.
只要环境许可，他们可以立刻把圣殿重建起来。
They can go anytime. They can start.
而根据圣经里面，我们圣经虽然没有明说，但是太多的经文告诉我们圣殿要被重建。
And then the Bible has all kinds of prophecies that the temple will be rebuilt one day.
就在以色列人现在所在的清真寺，回教的清真寺那边有圣殿要重新盖起来。
And at the same location where there now is a Muslim Islamic mosque stands, there will be a temple rebuilt there.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天你我所在乎的圣殿的重建，不是指的那一个。
But then today when we talk about rebuilding the temple, we're not talking about that building.
我们来是指的属灵的建造。
But the spiritual edification.
所以我们刚才讲的这个圣殿的意义以后，我们来看什么叫做重建圣殿。
Now we have to seriously look at what does it mean to us to rebuild the temple.
重建祭坛讲到重建生活的次序。
When we say we want to rebuild the altar, we mean we want to reprioritize our life.
而重建圣殿说到重建我们生活的目的。
And then when we say we rebuild the temple, that means we reestablish the purpose of our life.
我们整个人活着是为着什么？
What do we live for?
神儿女们聚集教会是为着什么？
Why do we gather together? What for?
神为什么在地上拣选的以色列百姓，这些选民，他们到底的目的是什么？
When God chose His chosen people, what was the purpose?
弟兄姊妹在这里讲到第一件事情，神是我们的中心。
First of all, God has to be our center.
他必须是我们一切任何的聚会，我们的生活，我们的侍奉，他是我们的中心。
God has to be the center of all our meetings, all our gatherings, our life and our services.
他也是我们聚会的目的。
He's also the purpose.
他应该是我们聚会的内容。
And also the content of our meetings.
弟兄姊妹，虽然这些的信息有一点的深，有一点的硬。
Maybe these messages are kind of hard to understand.
但是却对我们太重要了。
But they are very important to us.
原谅我说，今天有太多的聚会在神的眼中不被神纪念。
Forgive me for saying that, but I'm sure there are many meetings that are not being treasured or valued by God.
因为那个聚会不是以我们的主为我们的中心。
Because those meetings were not God-centered.
神儿女们来聚会，我们的目的不是在神的身上。
If we gather and our purpose is not on God.
而整个聚会的方式和内容。不是主做这个聚会的内容。
Or the format and then the content of the meeting is not God-centered.
地上有太多打着这个旗号的聚会。
There are many meetings on earth that are like that.
但是我们的心却不是向着神去的。
But then our hearts are not toward God.
我记得我在1996年参加比尔·巴什这个他对牧师们有一个特别的一个 conference 一个聚会。
I attended a conference for the ministers by Bill Gothard in 1996.
那是他本人亲自来跟我们讲。
And he came to teach himself.
在他信息里面，他举了一个例子。
And then he gave an example in the conference.
他说他知道有一个传道人，他自己在牧养一个教会，大概五六十个人。
There was a pastor who pastored a church about 50 or 60 people.
多年下来都是五六十个人没有增长。
And the number never increased after many years.
一方面心里面焦急，一方面他就开始到处去打听什么方法可以让教会的人数增长。
Being so worried, he started to search for other ways to increase the number.
后来他学了一招，他回来就开始用。
And then he learned a method and he started practicing at his church.
他让教会开始唱 rock music.
And then they start singing rock music at church.
完全改变那种传统保守的作风。
And they totally changed the way from the traditional way.
唱那种非常轻快、节拍非常重的，然后全场起来跳舞的诗歌。
And then they sing the rock music with heavy beats, and then everyone would dance to it.
短短的时间里面，教会从五十多个人、两百五十个人。涨到五百多个人。
In a short time, the church increased to a number of 500.
那聚会根本挤不下，音乐一起来，大家拍啊跳啊，就起来跳舞。
There's such a big crowd in their meetings, and everyone's dancing.
就是呢，我没有说今天所有跳舞的都是属肉体的。
Please, be aware that I'm not saying that all churches who are dancing are not of God.
大卫迎接西安，迎接约柜回来的时候，他忍不住在耶和华面前极力跳舞。
The King David danced when he welcomed the ark back to Jerusalem.
因为他整个心都是爱神的。
Because his whole heart, he loved God with his whole heart.
约柜回来，他没有办法约束他的喜乐，他在神的面前跳起来。
When the ark came back, he just couldn't control himself but dancing to it.
但是神是他的中心。
But then God was his center.
那样子的聚会一下子多到500多个人。
But then that church had the number increased to 500 in a short time.
有一天神光照他。
One day the Lord revealed to him.
他其实自己做这些事情，他里面并不安。
Because he didn't really have peace when he was doing this.
有一天神向他发出一个挑战。
One day God sent him a challenge.
他就顺服神，他把同样的挑战带到讲台上。向弟兄姊妹发出挑战。
In obedience, he brought the same challenge to his congregation.
好的，刚才在我们唱诗跳舞的时候
，He says, just now when we were singing the hymns and were dancing.
有多少的人对异性产生了不单纯的念头
？How many of you had a lustful thought toward an opposite sex?
你们有那种不纯净的情欲在我们里面发动
？How many of you have lustful thoughts toward an opposite sex?
至少有20多个人承认。
About 20 or more.
可能很多人还不敢承认。
I'm sure many of them didn't even want to admit.
因为整个聚会就是一个情感的发泄，而不是集中在主的面前。
Because all the singing was but an expression of their emotions.
他蒙了光照以后，他在主的面前他悔改。
And then after the Lord shed light to him, he repented.
他把这一切东西撤掉。
He stopped all these activities.
他们更认真在主的面前开始有合神心意的 worship.
And now they have a more serious worship toward the Lord.
弟兄姊妹人数一下子少到100多个，快200个。
All of a sudden, they lost about 100 or 200 people.
但是他们在主的面前真正开始以主为中心的时候
，Now they started having God-centered meetings.
他发现神把真实的祝福倾倒给他们。
And now the Lord is pouring down true blessings.
整个教会非常明显地看见神的祝福在他们中间。
And then God's blessing was so vivid in His church.
弟兄姊妹，我们到底以什么为我们的中心
？So what is our life, the center of our life?
我们来聚会是为了什么
？Why do we come to meetings?
我们侍奉是为了什么
？Why do we serve?
连我们的生活是为了什么
？And why do we live?
我们成家为了什么
？Why do we get married?
我们在地上工作是为了什么
？Why do we go to work?
弟兄姊妹，我们生活的目的如果没有解决的话
，If we do not identify the purpose of our life,
弟兄姊妹，我们还是常常容易活在失迷和仇敌辖制的地上。
We will often become lost and confused.
刚才的诗歌告诉我们。
The hymn that we just sang.
我们活着就是为了来敬拜他。
We live to worship Him.
神是我们生活、侍奉和一切聚会的中心。
God should be the center of our meetings and our service and our life.
是我们聚会的目的。
And also the purpose of our meetings.
弟兄姊妹，每一次来聚会的时候。
Every time we come to the meetings.
所以说，我们每一次进到会场呢。
Every time we enter into the meeting,
我们都求神调整我们的心态啊。
May the Lord adjust and correct us.
主，我来，我是要来遇见你。
Lord, I come to meet you.
主，我来，我是要来听你对我说话。
I come to listen to you.
主，我来，我唱诗，我是要来敬拜你。
I come to sing to worship you.
主，我在这里接任何的服事，我是为了要讨你的喜悦。
When I serve, I want to please you.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的目的。
And that is the purpose.
不然的话
，otherwise，
这个殿就不叫做殿。
The temple is not to be called a temple。
弟兄姊妹，你去读以西结书第九章到第十一章的话
，Ezekiel chapter 9 to 11 tells us。
你发现原本当神的儿女们照着神的心意把圣殿盖起来的时候。
The temple was built originally according to God's will.
圣经上说到神的同在，神的荣光充满整个殿。
So when the temple was dedicated, God's glory and presence filled the place.
那个荣耀大到一个地步，人都没有办法站着侍奉神。
The glory was so great that man could not stand to serve God.
可是当神的儿女们偏离了神。
But when God's people drifted away,
虽然外面的圣殿还在
even though the building still stood there,
虽然外面好像我们还是一样有教会，有还是一样去聚会
even though just like when we still go to church,
来着弟兄姊妹，以西结书第九章让我们看见神的荣光开始离开他们。
But then Ezekiel chapter 9 tells us God's glory started to depart.
从至圣所基督伯上面，神的荣光开始移动。
The glory moved away, starting from the holy of the holy place.
到了第十章，他走到圣殿的门槛了。
And then up to chapter 10, he was at the doorway of the temple.
以西结的异象里面就看见耶和华的荣光一路往外走。
In the vision, Ezekiel saw that the glory of God started to depart.
到了外院。
And then go to the temple court.
到了城的东门。
And then to the east gate of the city.
从城东门的山上，耶和华的荣耀。 回到天上去。
And then from the hill country of the east gate, the glory of God departed back to heaven.
每一次读以西结读到这里，我都忍不住在主的面前要掉眼泪。
Every time I read this, I could not help but weeping.
我们摸着的神依依不舍离开这个圣殿。
Could we feel that God didn't really want to leave, but He did?
这是我立名的居所。
This is the place where He put His name.
是天和天上的天都不够我居住，我哪里需要住在圣殿里面呢？
Heavens, even the highest heavens could not contain God. Why did He have to dwell in the temple?
但是他为了爱我们。
But for His love for us.
为了让我们有机会能够跟神接触。
So that we have a chance to meet Him.
为了让我们有机会可以来侍奉他，来认识他。
So that we have a chance to serve and to get to know him.
他拣选了这个地圣殿作为他的居所，他充满在其中。
So he chose this holy temple to be his dwelling place, and his glory resides there.
但是因着神的儿女们拜偶像，远离了神。
But because God's temple worship idols and depart from God.
神的荣光一点一点的离开他。
God's glory had to leave.
好像那样
one.
依依不舍地离开他们。
It seems like he didn't really want to.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
圣经告诉我们，不仅仅教会就是主的殿。
The Bible tells us that church is also the holy temple of God.
圣经也告诉我们，岂不知道你们的身体就是圣灵的殿吗
？The Bible also tells us that our body is the temple of God.
我们都要在这里对自己发出一个非常严肃的一个挑战。
We all have to challenge ourselves here.
到底神的荣光是充满在我的里面呢
？Is God's glory filled in me？
还是因着我的软弱和得罪，神的荣光已经离开我
？Or because of my shortcomings and weaknesses, that the glory of God has departed already？
地上的教会也是一样。
And it's the same thing with churches on earth.
岂不知你们就是神的殿吗
？Don't you know that you are the holy temple of God？
神的灵居住在你们里面。
The spirit of God dwells in you.
这个殿是圣的。
And this is a holy temple.
这个殿就是你们。
And that is you.
弟兄姊妹，你们小组，我们小组聚会的时候。
When we gather on Friday night.
我们祷告聚会的时候。
When we pray on Tuesday night.
我们主日聚会的时候。
Or on Sunday.
到底我们是不是以主为中心
？Or do we put God as our center?
如果不是的话。
If not.
弟兄姊妹，新约里面主耶稣告诉我们，这个殿已经变成贼窝了。
The New Testament, Jesus says, this temple has become the den of robbers.
里面充满了做买卖的事情。
And in there, there's buying and selling.
所以我们要求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们恢复重建圣殿第一件事情。
So the first thing that we need to do to rebuild the temple.
求神来 purify, 来洁净我们整个生活侍奉的目的。
May the Lord come to purify the purpose of our life and our service.
那我们真是越来越以神为我们的中心。
So that God will be our center.
我们不可能一下子100% everything 都是以神为中心的，那不可能的事情。
Well, it's true that it's hard that we put God as the center in everything 100% right away.
我们求神让我们在这条路上不断的朝这个方向去。
But we may ask God so that we can make progress in this way.
所以李弟兄讲到，我们奉献的目的不是去为神做工。
So, Brother Watchmeni says the purpose for us to offer ourselves is not to work for God.
我们奉献的目的是为了侍奉神。
But to serve Him.
而侍奉最高的侍奉就是来敬拜他。
But the highest service is to worship Him.
所以我们在这里讲到要重建圣殿。
So when we say that we want to rebuild the temple.
讲到我们要重建我们生活的目的到底是什么。
We have to rebuild, re-establish the purpose of our life.
我们要让我们知道我们的人生是为了来侍奉他，为了要来敬拜。
We have to know that we live to serve and to worship Him.
那第二件事情讲到这个重建圣殿，再讲到我们全民一同来参与。
And also, this work of rebuilding the temple involves all people.
以斯拉记第三章那里讲到，他们都甘心献上建殿的材料。
Ezra chapter 3 tells us that all Israelites willingly offer the building materials.
说到我们需要有更多的弟兄姊妹一同来在主面前过奉献的生活。
So we need more brothers and sisters to live together this life of consecration.
在我从小到大的基督徒生活里面，我们碰到过几次教会买会所。
Throughout my life, I have experienced several times that our church was buying buildings.
那每一次教会买会所的时候，我们都会提醒弟兄姊妹一件事情。
Every time we need to buy a church building, we always remind brothers and sisters.
我们就希望每一个人都参与这件事情。
We hope that every single one would participate.
神在乎我们向着主那个真实的爱中的奉献。
God cares all our offerings in love.
从外面看，他不在乎我们多跟少。
He doesn't really care about the amount.
他在乎我们里面真正愿意甘心摆上多少。
He cares how much we're giving willingly out of our heart.
就跟旧约翻译一样，你富有，你可以献一条牛给神。
It's just like in the Old Testament for the burnt offerings. If you're rich, you can offer an ox.
你小康，你可以奉献一条一只羊给神。
Or you can offer a lamb.
你贫穷，你可以奉献斑鸠给神。
But then if you're poor, you can just offer doves.
你再穷得不得了，你奉献一只雏鸽，一只小鸽子给神都可以。
Or a little pigeon if you like.
但是神喜欢我们在爱中甘心奉献给他。
But God delights in our willing offering.
哪怕教会里面你只能够奉献一块砖头都没有关系。
Even if all you could afford is just a piece of brick.
但是让我们一同在爱神的事情上有份。
But let's all participate in loving the
Lord together. 所以整个奉献，神家的恢复，神希望更多的子民一同来参与。
So God really desires that all of His people participate.
神希望得到的还不是少数一两个、少数几个人特别爱主。
God does not just want to obtain few that love Him.
神希望更广啊，更多人一同被恢复起来。
He wants more to be revived.
所以讲到第一个全民的参与，讲到第一方面，讲到在奉献上。大家一同的参与。
So by participating, we can all offer the building materials.
那第二件事情讲到在侍奉上，一同来参与这个建造重建的事工。
And then we can all participate in the work.
我们今天都忘了读圣经了啊！以斯拉记第三章。
Let's turn to the book Ezra, chapter 3.
以斯拉记第三章。
Ezra chapter 3.
我们读第八节
,verse 8,
到十三节我来读。
through 13, I will read to you.
百姓到了耶路撒冷上神殿的地方，第二年二月，撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯、约沙达的儿子耶稣雅和其余的弟兄，就是祭司、利未人，并一切被掳归回耶路撒冷的人，都兴工建造，又派利未人从二十岁以外的督理建造耶和华殿的工作。于是犹大的后裔，好，这段我们跳过去了啊。第十节，匠人立耶和华殿根基的时候，祭司吹礼服吹号，亚撒的子孙利未人敲拔，照以色列王大卫所定的例，都站着赞美耶和华。他们彼此唱和，赞美称献耶和华，说他本为善，他向以色列人永发慈爱。他们赞美耶和华的时候，众民大声呼喊，因耶和华殿的根基已经立定。然而有许多祭司、利未人、族长，就是见过旧殿的老年人，现在亲眼看见立这殿的根基，便大声哭嚎。也有许多人大声欢呼，甚至百姓不能分辨欢呼的声音和哭嚎的声音，因为众人大声呼喊，声音听到远处。好，这是我们今天这一段讲到重建圣殿的经文。
This is the background of rebuilding the temple.
所以刚才第八节讲到所罗巴伯、约书亚、祭司、利未人，他们都一起来参加这个重建的工作。
Verse 8 says, Zerubbabel, Jeshua, the Levites, and all the priests, they all participated in the work.
我刚才讲话漏掉了谁？我考考你们，免得你们睡着了。刚才讲的这些都是做领袖们的。
And these are the leaders.
啊，底下讲到，并且一切被掳回到耶路撒冷的，都兴工建造。
And also all who return from captivity.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见第二件事情，讲到所有的人一同参加。
So everyone participated.
按照神的心意在这里重建。
And they participate in the work of rebuilding according to God's will.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们这一点是对弟兄姊妹有一个很深的盼望。
So here I have this hope and expectation.
我们知道今天早晨是我们四世纪这个成人主日学结束。
And this morning we just concluded our class of judges for the Sunday school.
那我们中间没有任何寒假、春假、暑假的。
We don't have any breaks.
所以我们下个礼拜我们开始新的一个梯次，我们的成人主日学。
So next week we will start another class.
那这次的题目呢，我们讲认识我们的教会。
And then the class will be to know our church.
啊，这是我们从93年在这里开始这个聚会到现在9年来，我们从来没有讲过的。
And this is the first time for the 9 years that we have been here together.
我们不是在这里说我们在这里有什么特别骄傲，或者要让别人知道我们有什么特别。
We're not to say that we have something particularly that we're proud of.
而是我们需要一同来认识神在我们中间给我们的托付，神给我们的要求是什么。
But we hope that we will all know together God's commission and God's expectation.
也让我们一起来认识我们在一些圣经最基本的一些真理上，我们在主面前的学习和领受是什么。
And also, we want to share together our understanding and interpretation of some basic truth.
同样，也让弟兄姊妹一同来认识神家侍奉到底是怎么样子的配搭跟参与。
And also to learn how we can participate and work together in our services.
因为我们要能够有同心的建造。我们必须一起在主的面前明白神给我们的蓝图是什么，对不对？
Because if we want to build up together, we have to together look at the blueprints that God has given us.
哎，不然你是 plumber， 你去做水电，做或者你去做厕所、做浴室，他去做厨房，我去做卧室，到最后都不起来。
But otherwise, if we just go along and doing whatever we do, then we cannot put together afterwards.
我们一同来到主话的面前，来看神要我们做什么。
And we want to come before the God's words and to see exactly what God wants us to do.
让我们一同参与的时候，我们知道神跟我们要的是什么。
So when we do our own parts, we know what God expects of us.
因为什么？神叫摩西造会幕的时候
，When God commands Moses to build the tabernacle,
神特别提醒他你要谨慎。
The Lord especially warned him to be watchful.
一切所有建造的都要照着山上的样式。
You have to build everything according to the pattern shown you to on the mountain.
弟兄姊妹，我是摩西的话，我就跟神说，我说神啊，你老人家不要担心啊。
I often think if I were Moses, I would tell God not to worry so much.
使徒行传告诉我们，摩西在王宫里面的时候，他学会了埃及一切的学问。
Because the book of Acts tells us that Moses has learned all the knowledge of Egypt when he was there.
今天我有一个lady在这里，她是建筑师，有建筑师执照的。
My brother-in-law is here, and then he's an architect.
我如果告诉他是请你帮我造一个东西，我就不需要担心，因为他是专家。
If I ask him to design something for me, I don't have to tell him the details because he's the expert.
弟兄姊妹，摩西会说，主，你不要担心，我帮你造个会幕。
Then Moses might have said to God, oh, don't worry, I will build a temple for you.
但是神在山上一点一滴，每一个尺寸，几轴半，神都告诉他。
But then God told him every single detail down to the detailed measurement.
弟兄姊妹，说老实话，神旧约的会幕，说老实话，不起眼。
Honestly,The tabernacle was not something very spectacular.
约柜也没有那么大，小小的，矮矮的。
And the ark was not that big either. It's kind of little.
要我是摩西，我就说神啊，你大方一点嘛，让大家看到就想要敬拜你。
And if I were Moses, I probably would recommend God to build something bigger.
神说你要谨慎。
But then God says, be careful.
凡你所做的都要按着山上的样式。
Do everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain.
当我们今天在这里讲到要建造教会的时候
，So when we talk about building our church,
我们都需要回到圣经上来。
We all have to return back to the Bible.
我们一同来认识神到底要我们怎么建造。
To see exactly what God wants us to build.
我们不是凭着自己的心意在这里建造。
So that it will not be according to our desires.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹，我们一同来参加这个课程。
So I hope that all of us will come to this class.
在我们学会更能够合神心意，一同来建造神的家的时候。
So when we learn to build up God's house together.
我们一起先退回到主的话上来认识神要我们到底要我们干什么。
We need to retreat back to God's words to see what God wants us to do first.
那第三个，你发现他们回来的时候，他们一同在这里参加赞美敬拜的行列。
We also see that they joined the worship and praises in one accord.
当这些亚撒的子孙，跟他们祭司们在这里吹号、敲拔、敬拜神的时候
，When the sons of Asaph led them in worship and praises.
他们彼此唱和。
They sang to the Lord.
然后众民大声呼喊。
And then they shouted with praise.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我每次读到是圣经上这些，我就觉得我们今天到底怎么搞？
Every time I read this, then I can't help but wondering what happened, what's wrong with us.
弟兄姊妹，唱诗会开口的请举手，好吧。
Please raise your hand if you open your mouth when you sing hymns.
这么少，会开口的，因为发现我们很多人连口都不想开。
You notice that many of us don't even open our mouths.
以前我听一个年长的弟兄讲，我觉得他讲的很有道理。他说口不开，心就不开。
An elderly brother once told me, if you don't open your mouth, you cannot open your heart.
绝大多数是这个样子。
In most cases,
so. 为什么我们的口不能够向神开，你发现你的心不容易开起来。
If we cannot open our mouth to God, we cannot open our heart to God.
但是也不代表你口开，这心就一定开。
But it doesn't work the other way.
这就是为什么圣经上说要口唱心和的来赞美神。
That's why the Bible tells us we have to sing with our mouth and with our heart.
Bottom line is 我们的心要能够向神去。
So the bottom line is we have to open our heart to God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要学习一起在主的面前一同来群体来参加唱诗。
So we should learn to participate in singing the hymns.
一同来祷告。
And to pray.
我在中国大陆这个跟弟兄姊妹聚会的时候，我很感动的一件事情。
When I was attending meetings in China, one thing moved my heart very much.
啊，例如说有一个弟兄起来祷告。
Say like one brother stood up and prayed.
你决定有一个直接的感觉，就是不是只有他一个人在祷告。
You have this strong sense he is not the only one that pray.
而是我们好像全体一起在祷告。
But it seems like the whole congregation prayed with him.
他的祷告大家就一起阿们。
So when he prays, everyone will say amen.
弟兄姊妹，这不是随便叫一个口号就是。
This is not just a slogan that we say.
阿们的意思本身就是我们心里面就是阿们他所讲的。
When we say amen, we echo what he says.
对不对？我们其实就是觉得那就是我要说的。
Because we're saying that that's exactly what I want to pray.
所以这个祷告那个祷告我们都是一起在那里祷告。
So when it doesn't matter who prays, we're praying together.
那如果我们说同声祷告的话。
And when we say we pray together.
啊，我们四个聚会里面的同声祷告非常要求，你知道吗？
When we, our performance here is pretty bad.
我们如果说同声祷告，大概不超过一分钟，声音就不见了。
And when we say let's pray together, our prayer will not last longer than 1 minute.
一方面，我们里面没有那个热情啊，没有那个热忱，让我们可以开口祷告。
Because we lack the passion to pray.
一方面，我们好像缺少话，一分钟讲完了。
And also we lack the words.
那弟兄话少一点的话，还可以了解，因为回家他对他太太也是这样的。
Well, it's understandable if our brothers lack the words.
但是整个聚会的声音就发现很小。
But then our whole congregation, the volume is very small.
我们在中国大陆一说同声祷告。
But then when we were in China, when we say, okay, let's pray together.
我们就觉得说是稍微体会到启示录说的那个大水的声音，那个重水的声音。
We get to feel a little bit what the book of Revelation tells us is the sound of great waters.
有时候我里面都会有点紧张，我说这声音传出去那么远怎么办？
Sometimes I will worry, what if people outside of this meeting hall hear us?
不一下啊，就在主的面前祷告。
But they could care less. They just pray with passion.
那他们不是那种所谓偏激那种走偏的什么特别的灵恩的运动或者什么，他们都不是的，非常正统的基督徒。
But they are not those radical extreme Pentecostals. They are regular Christians.
那我上次跟弟兄姊妹讲说，我看见那个韩国教会的录影带，他们韩国人长老会的弟兄姊妹啊。
And then last time I saw a videotape, it was a church, the Presbyterian Church in Korea.
我说他们每一天早晨五点钟到八点钟有三堂聚会，每一堂有2000个人来祷告。
Every morning from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock, they have 3 prayer meetings, and each prayer meeting have about 2,000 people attending.
他们聚会开始的时候把那个灯关掉，只剩下讲台留下一点灯。
When their prayer meeting starts, they will turn off the lights, only the lights on the pulpit.
然后牧师就说我们现在一起开口赞美神。
And the pastor will say, okay, now let's pray together to praise God.
有什么呢？真的就是大水的声音。
And then they will have the sound of great waters.
那个录影机照到他们中间虽然有点暗暗的，你发现弟兄姊妹都是每一个都是这样子，这个全身动的祷告。
And then when the video focuses on individual brothers and sisters, you see that they pray with passion.
弟兄姊妹，我没有说我们要去学外面的东西。
I'm not saying that we should learn from their form.
今天如果你花了100块钱，人家请你去听一个什么合唱团、交响乐团。
Today, if say we spend $100 to go to an orchestra on symphony.
那每一个诗班站在上面都是。
And then, but everyone stood there with no expression.
唱歌只有嘴巴动。
And then they only open their mouths.
没有表情。
No expression, no facial expression.
没有 body language.
And no body language.
你就说到他整个人根本没有进到那里面去。
You just feel the person did not did not involve his whole being.
就跟你回家抱着你的儿子，你问他说爱不爱爸爸。
Just like if you go home and you ask your son, do you love your daddy?
他的眼睛一直看着 video game, 爱爱。
And then he keep on looking at the video game and say, yeah, sure I do.
你把他拨过来，爱不爱？爱爱，他就拨过去了。
And then he turn his face and say, do you love me? And say, oh yeah, sure.
你知道他心不在你身上。
You know that his heart is not on you.
所以弟兄姊妹，真正的敬拜一定讲到我们的心向着神去了。
A real worship has to involve the heart.
一定讲到我们要用心灵和诚实来拜。
That we worship him with the truth and the spirit.
弟兄姊妹，所有的敬拜都是需要这个样子。
And all real worship involves truth.
那很多时候我们唱诗，唱诗有口无心的。
A lot of times we sing hymns, but we don't really mean it.
我不知道你们怎么样，有时候我真的有事情 bother 我的时候。
I don't know about you, but sometimes my mind is preoccupied.
啊，一样波饼在那里唱诗，一样祷告聚会在那里唱诗。
And I might be singing the hymns.
唱一唱，想想事情；唱一唱，想想事情。
But my mind might be on something else.
有好几次我突然不敢唱下一节，因为我忘了是下一节是什么。
And all of there are many times all of a sudden I would stop because I didn't know where I was.
明明我嘴巴才刚刚唱完关掉，我应该知道是哪一节，可是我不敢唱下一节。
Actually, I was just singing, but then I didn't know where I was.
我尤其不敢唱第一个字，因为我嗓门大，我一唱错了，大家马上就知道。
I dare not open my mouth. What if I sing the wrong verses? Everyone will notice me.
就是你会发现，很多时候我们没有把自己放到里面去。
Because we did not involve our whole being.
唱诗一定要从我们里面出来。
Our singing has to come from within.
我们都要操练，弟兄姊妹，我们这个人乱惯。
We have to practice because we are often not focused.
从心里面出来，我们真正知道我们在唱什么。
Out of our heart, we have to know what we're singing.
有一次，有一个基督徒的爸爸，他说他有一天才晓得，他教他家里面小孩子唱的那首歌，被他们完全误会了。
One Christian father says one day he all of a sudden realized that his children misunderstood a hymn that he taught them.
啊，中间有一句话是讲到说，神啊，我们敬拜你。
One verse in the hymn says, God, we worship you.
We exalt you.
We exalt you.
他说有一天他听到儿子在那边，小孩子在那边玩，然后在那边哼这条歌。
One day he heard his children were humming this hymn.
他就唱说 God, we exhaust you.
And then they were saying that God, we exhaust you.
他就说神啊，我把你整个人弄得精疲力竭的。
Says God, we exhaust you.
那个赞美诗变成认罪诗了。
And it becomes a song of confession.
那只要他真的是这样子的意义，那没有关系。
But if they really mean it, that would be okay.
但是弟兄姊妹，关键就在于说，我们不是在乎 melody 对不对，歌词对不对。
So our focus shouldn't be on the melody or the lyrics.
而是我们的心，我们的灵进去了没有？
But if our heart and our spirit are there.
所以有一个弟兄有一天晚上睡觉的时候，他突然梦见一件事情。
So one day a brother had a dream.
他梦到他来到教会里面。
He dreamed that he came to church.
他觉得今天教会怎么这么静悄悄的。
And he felt how quiet the church is today.
教会都静悄悄的。
Whole church was very quiet.
明明上帝的在上面带诗。
And then the song leader was actually leading the hymn.
但是却没有声音。
But there was no sound.
明明，我不要讲 Carol 了。明明姊妹在那里弹诗。
And then
there was a
pianist playing the piano.
钢琴没有声音。
But then even the piano did not give sound.
啊，到最后余弟兄上台了，嘴巴叽里呱啦动，没有声音。
And now finally, Brother Yu came up to the pulpit and still no sound.
包括 Christine.
Including the translator.
开玩笑，他不知道为什么没有声音。
And he didn't know why.
那他走到儿童班那边去的时候
，So he went to the children's Sunday school.
那突然听到儿童班里面有一个小孩子在那里唱一个很好听的歌。
And he could hear one child singing a beautiful song.
天使告诉他说
，So an angel appeared to him.
所有的聚会都是二十有九，照常进行。
All the meetings went on as usual.
只有那种真正从心灵和诚实里面出来的神才听得到。
But only those sounds that out of the heart.Will be heard by God.
弟兄姊妹，对他来说是一个大的启示。
And that is a great revelation to him.
弟兄姊妹，我们其实都要在主人面前，在主人面前跟主认罪。
We all need to come before God and confess.
因为太多时候我们有口无心。
Many times we sing without our heart.
我们的祷告，我们的唱诗。
We pray and we sing.
我们的听到，我们的讲道。
We listen to sermon or even we preach.
我们缺少真正在主。
We don't stand before God.
We have no passion.
We do not have passion.
我们不够真实。
We do not. We are not real.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要神调整我们。
We need God to correct us.
所以主耶稣对撒玛利亚妇人说：“那真正拜父的，要用心灵和真实。”
That's why Jesus told the Samaritan woman, "Those who worship God, worship in truth and spirit."
他说：“父寻找这样的人。”
The Father is seeking such worshippers.
所以弟兄姊妹，但愿我们一起在主的面前操练重建圣殿。
So let's try to practice to rebuild the temple.
第一件关键的事情，神必须成为我们的中心。
First of all, God has to be our center.
我们所有的聚会
，to our meetings，
我们所有的侍奉
，and our services，
我们所有的生活
，and our life，
能够真正以神为我们的中心。
That God will be the center of all.
为我们整个聚会的目的。
And He will also be the purpose of our meetings.
为我们整个聚会侍奉和生活的内容。
And also be the content and meaning of our life and service.
而希望的神所希望得到的不是少数的，乃是我们全体都来。
God's desire is not to obtain a minority, but all of us.
所以我们在这里向弟兄姊妹发出一个请求和盼望。
So here is our hope and our calling.
我们全体一起来重建这个圣。
Let's rebuild the temple together.
教会不能缺少您那一份。
Any one of us cannot be missing.
一栋建筑缺了一块砖，缺了一个窗户，它不完全。
A building will not be called complete without, if missing a brick or a window.
一个身体缺少了一个肢体，它不健康。
A body cannot be called healthy if missing a part.
整个教会缺少的你，缺少的任何一个，弟兄姊妹，我们都不健康。
Our church cannot be called healthy if you are missing.
我们需要一同来。
We need to all come forward together.
我们一同来把自己奉献给他。
Let's all offer ourselves to him.
我们一同来侍奉他。
To serve him.
我们一同来赞美他。
To worship and praise him.
而让我们的生活和侍奉越来越在真实的里面来心灵和诚实里面来侍奉他。
So that we will serve him in truth and spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们结束的时候，我们特别提醒弟兄姊妹。
Lastly, we want to be all reminded.
到底我们的生活目的是什么？
What is the purpose of our life?
你问小朋友，他们都会告诉你 ，Life is for fun.
If you ask a little kid, they might say, "Life is for fun."
没有什么兴趣的话，他就觉得人生不值得活。
If there's no such fun, and then the life is not worth it.
你对我们这个年纪三四十岁的人来问的话。
For us who are in the middle age,
可能就是成就、财富这些东西。
Maybe success or wealth.
所以我听说，我不是台大的，我听说台大校园里面有一句话叫做 "Time is life."
I heard there's a slogan in 台大 campus says "Time is life."
对商人来说 ，time is money， 时间是金钱。
For businessmen, time is money.
但是对今天一个重视生命的人来说，
But,
时间就是我们的生命。
But for us, for those who care about life, time is our life.
我们不是只是时间过这么快，我们可以活的时间缩短。
We're not just counting the days that we are living.
弟兄姊妹，我们的健康、我们的体力、我们的智慧、各方面记忆力，你发现随着时间它都在退化。
We will notice that our energy and our health and all our resources started to decay as time goes on.
如果我们不拿最好的来归给神，
But if we do not offer the best to God,
我们就浪费了它。
We're wasting our resources.
所以一个很有名的作家讲了一句话，他说人生真正的快乐和价值。
A very famous writer once said that the real happiness and value of life
在于我们有一个伟大的生活的目标。
It lies on having a great purpose.
弟兄姊妹，如果神是我们的中心和整个生活的目标，
If God is the center and purpose of our life,
我们整个人生会大不一样。
Then our life will be different.
我们最后再来唱刚才的220首。
Let's sing the hymn 230 again.
短诗。
The short hymns.